Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Samach Dalet. We are holding on daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. We are at Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the end of the page. Today's year is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lina Nishmas's mother, Golda Bas Simcha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should return home safely. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. Today, what we're going to talk about is, first, we're going to discuss whether the Jewish people, when they worshipped Avodah Zarah, were ever sincere in their Avodah Zarah, or whether they had an ulterior motive the entire time. And the Gemara is going to bring three rayas that seem to indicate that they were sincere, and we're going to reject each of those rayas. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how they once had an opportunity to try to get rid of the Avodah Zarah, the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah, and what happened when they tried to get rid of that Yetzer Hara, to what extent they were successful, as well as the Yetzer Hara for Arayos, and to what extent they it was a good or bad idea to get rid of the Yetzer Hara for Arayos. Then the Gemara is going to tell the stories relating to Baal Pa'or and the worship of Baal Pa'or, as well as some halachos about Markulis, that if someone threw something at Markulis, is there any way to undo what he had just done in order to unworship it? If he didn't know, he didn't realize that he was worshiping it by throwing something at it. Then the Mishnah is going to discuss on the bottom of Amud Aleph, Molech. And that's an Avodah Zarah called Molech. Actually, it's a machlokas, whether it's an Avodah Zarah or just stam procedure that you're chayiv skila for. That's going to be part of what the Gemara talks about. But the whole rest of the daf is going to be all about Molech. At the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to talk about why the onesh of Avodah Zarah, and Molech for that matter, is repeated so many times in the Torah, what we derive from that repetition. So let's begin again about 9 lines from the end of the page on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Am Rabbi Demrav, Yodinoy Yisrael Bavodas Chavim Shein Bamamish. The Jewish people were always well aware that there was no substance to Avodah Zarah. Lo avdu avodas chavim ela latu l'arayos befarasiya. The only reason they worshipped Avodah Zarah was so that they could do arayos, that if you deny God or you believe in something that allows you to commit arayos, so then you have an excuse to commit arayos. But that was the real Yetzer Hara. The real Yetzer Hara wasn't the Avodah Zarah. The real Yetzer Hara was for arayos. So it says in Gemara, Masav Mishashia challenges. Wait a second. The Pasuk says about Avodah Zarah that the Bnei Yehuda were doing in Sefer Yirmiyahu, where it says, Kizkor Bnei Mizbechosam, that like one remembers their children, their Mizbechos. What does that mean? Va'amra Blazar, Kadam Sheishlo Gaguin Albino, that when they would remember and miss their mizbachos of Avodah Zarah, it was like a person who misses his own child. That sounds like a real connection to Avodah Zarah. It doesn't sound like just something that was an excuse to be able to do arayos. Says Gemara, Basar Da'aviku Bei. Yeah, eventually they developed an emotional connection to it. After they initially were motivated to do Avodah Zarah in order to be able to violate arayos, they then developed this emotional connection. And then it became Kizkor B'nei, a mizbachosam. So Tashima says, I'll bring you another raya, that Rav is incorrect and that the Jewish people sincerely believed in the Avodah Zarah. In the Tochacha and Sefer Vayikra, we're told that if we do Averos, V'nasati Pigrecham al Pigre Gilu Lechem, it actually says V'nasati Es Pigrecham al Pigre Gilu Lechem, that they're going to fall in their deaths on their idols. So Amru, and what is that referring to? It was a maisa that happened during the time of Bayis Rishon, that Eliyahu HaTzadik Hayim Chazral Tapuche Ra'av, Eliyahu HaTzadik, which is an unusual name, it's a reference to Eliyahu HaNavi. They call him HaTzadik over here, even though we don't find anywhere else really in Chazal or in Tanakh that he's referred to as Eliyahu HaTzadik. So the in Yalkut Shimoni, he's compared to Moshe Rabbeinu, that there are two Nevi'im from Shevet Levi that were Omed Yisrael, Moshe and Eliyahu. Eliyahu is Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, and they both are Goel Yisrael. Moshe was Goel us from Mitzrayim, and Eliyahu is going to be us, the Goel, B'bias HaMashiach. So we do find that Moshe Rabbeinu was referred to as a tzaddik, because the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Yismach tzaddik, in Pasuk in Tehillim Nunches, and the Chazal Darshan and the Medrash Tanchuma, that Yismach tzaddik is a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu. And also in Sefer Devarim, Tzidkas Hashem Asa, referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. So says the Yalkut HaMeiri, therefore it stands to reason, considering the connections between Eliyahu and Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu was called Tzaddik, so we call him Eliyahu HaTzaddik. But still, unusual. I think it's totally unique that Sanhedrin Samach Gimel is the only place that he's referred to as Eliyahu HaTzaddik. But anyway, Eliyahu HaTzaddik, Mechazal Tapuche Ra'av, he was looking at people whose bodies were swollen from famine, from starvation. Shebi Yerushalayim, that were in Yerushalayim. Pamachas Matzatinok, he finds a young child, Shayatafuach, and his stomach was bloated from starvation. Umutal Ba'ashba, and he was lying there in the dumps. Amar Lo, so Eliyahu said to him, Me'ez Mishpachata, what family do you come from? So Me'ez Mishpachata, Amar Lo, Mishpacha Plonasani, Mi Mishpacha Plonasani, he identified his family. Amar Lo, Eliyahu said, Klum Nishtayer Me'osu Mishpacha, is there anyone alive from that Mishpacha? I mean, he probably looking at him, a Yasam, so probably someone's got to take care of him. Do you have any relatives that could care for you? Amar Lo Lav, he said, no, Chutz Mimeni, I'm the only survivor of my family. So Amar Lo, Eliyahu said to the child, Imani Melamed Chadavar Shata Chaybo, if I teach you something that if you do it, you could live through this and you're not going to die of starvation. Atalamed, are you willing to learn from me? So Amar Lo, Hain, he said, wow, you're going to teach me something about how to survive, how to live? I'd be happy to. So Amar Lo, Eliyahu said, Emor B'chol Yom, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Every single day you should say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And then you'll remain alive, even though you don't have any source of parnasa. So Amar Lo, the child said, Has Shelo LaHaskir B'Shem Hashem. Quiet, I'm not supposed to, we don't do that. We don't talk about the Shem Hashem. So Shelo Limdo Avivimo, and the reason he said that is because his mother and father didn't teach him to say the Shem Hashem. They taught him to connect himself as much as he can to Avodah Zarah. If they would have been melamed him, so he wouldn't have said Has Shelo LaHaskir. He would have said Shema Yisrael, because that's the first pasuk that every parent teaches their child. So he would have been familiar with it. The Gemara in Sukkah says that a tinok is yodei ledaber aviv melamdo kriya shema, meaning Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He should right away teach him Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That alone is in a certain sense is considered to be kriya shema. The Gemara Brach says that was a kriya shema of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, the Rishitos and Rishonim, that to fulfill the mitzvah of kriya shema midaraisa, that's all you need to say. So that's like the first thing on every child's lips, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He said, no, we don't talk about such things. So miyad hotzi yirasa, and right away the child takes out his avodah zarah, mecheko, he takes it out, he was hiding it, umechabko menashka, and he hugs it and he kisses it, ad shenivka kreso, and then he dies of his starvation, v'nafal yirasa la'aretz, and when he drops dead, his avodah zarah falls on the ground, v'nafalu aleh, and he falls on top of it. L'kayim ha'shenemar, and that's a fulfillment of the pasuk in the Tochacha, v'nasati pigrechem al pigre gilu lechem, that their own dead bodies fall over the dead bodies of their avodah zarah. So you see that the Jewish people were very davuk to the avodah zarah. They clearly had a yetzer hara for avodah zarah. So how could Rav say that they didn't have a yetzer hara for avodah zarah? They were only looking for arayos. Says the Gemara, same answer we said before, Basar Da'aviku Bey, that initially they only connected to it because of a desire for arayos, but eventually they developed the yetzara, they developed a real connection, a deeper connection to their avodah zarah. Now, obviously, we already knew this answer because we already gave this answer. So the Aruch Lener explains, even though the Maksha knew that we could answer just like we just answered before, that we're talking about after they already developed this connection, and that is in fact the answer we give. That we still ask the Kasha because we didn't think that it could be true of a child as well. The child has no yetzer hara for arayos. So how did he develop this connection? Elamai, his parents initially went because of the arayos, and then they developed that connection. They passed that on to him. But that's the chiddush of Basar Da'aviku Bey, that it could apply to a child as well. So Tashema says, I'll bring you a third and final raya, that it says about the Anshei Knesset Gedola, when the Jewish people did tshuva in the times of Ezra and Nehemiah, and they said vidui for their averos, vayizaku b'kol gadol el Hashem Elokeihem. So my amur, what did the Anshei Knesset Gedola say when they cried out b'kol gadol? So Rav Yehuda v'itim Rav Yonasan, baya baya. They cried out baya baya. You know, this yetzer hara that seduced us to avodah zarah, haynu de'achrav al-beisa, this is what is destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, the Yetzirah, v'kaliyaleh l'chala, and burnt the heichal, v'katlinu l'tzadike, and killed all these tzadikim, v'adlinu l'Yisrael me'arayu, and sent us into galus from our land, v'adayinu merakid benon, and this Yetzirah is still dancing among us, it's still trying to seduce us. The only reason you gave us this Yetzirah Ra Hashem is Elul Kabuli Beyagra, is just so that we could be rewarded. Meaning, why do we have any Yetzirah Ra? The point is, Hashem doesn't want us to succumb to the Yetzirah Ra. He wants us to defeat the Yetzirah Ra. So the only reason it exists is so that we could be rewarded, so that we have someone to be victorious over, and we could be rewarded. I always compared it when I used to teach in high school, although kids wouldn't understand the mashal anymore, that the Harlem Globetrotters played a team called the Washington Generals. I think that's what they were called. So they exist so to be defeated. Their whole existence is so that the Globetrotters can't just play against themselves. So the Yetzirah only exists to be defeated. So lo ihu bi'inan v'lo igre bi'inan. We don't want it, and we don't want the reward that we're going to get from it, because we're not getting any reward from it. We keep losing. So the Anshe Knesset Gedola Davin that the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah should be given over to them, and Basad Avik. So again, but you see from there that they were very connected to the Yetzirah, and nothing to do with Arayos. So again, answers the Gemara, Basad Avik Ubay. That was after they already started because of Arayos, so they developed that connection over time. So Yasu Tos Yomi B'Tanisa. So the Anshe Knesset Gedola then sat for 3 days fasting in order to try to overcome this Yetzirah. Bo Rachman. They davened that the Yetzirah should be given to them. Nafalu pitka merikia, a little petek, a little note came down from Shemayim, davik sivba, which said MS. So that Hashem was maskim that it's a good idea to get rid of this Yetzirah. So I'm Rabbi Chanina, Shema Mina, Chosom Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu MS. You see that Hashem's signature is MS. That when Hashem is maskim, when a king is maskim with his avadim on a particular thing, he signs a proclamation. So how did Hashem send his signed proclamation with that word MS? So you see that that is the signature of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Torah's Chaim writes that it doesn't say over here that they fasted the 3 nights as well, but they must have done that as well, because the same Gemara appears in Yuma Daf Peites, and over there quotes the entire Maisa. So he says, where did they get 3 days from? Because Klal Yisrael is never in Tzara for more than 3 days. He brings a raya from Avram that he saw the Makom of the Akedah after 3 days from when he started his journey, and from the Shvatim that came to Yosef and Mitzrayim to get some food, and they were put in jail for 3 days. Yosef locked him up for 3 days. And from the Nais in the days of Esther, that it began after 3 days of fasting. So it's always 3 days, 3 days of intense suffering, that's what brings about the ultimate Yeshua. So anyway, Nafak Kuguria Denura, a fiery lion came out, and we based Kachay HaKadoshim from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Samalahu Navi Yisrael, Zachariah the Navi said to Klal Yisrael, Hainu Yitzra Davod Zara, this image that you're seeing, that's the image of the Yetzirah Ra of Avodah Zarah. Badi de Katafsi Lei, when the Anshe Knesset Gedola grabbed this Yetzirah in order to get rid of it, Ishtamish Binisa Minei, a hair came out of this fiery lion. Va'azal Kalei, Ba'arbamea Parsi, and its roar was so loud that it went 400 parsos away from where it was. So Amru Hechinavid, they said, what should we do now? Dilma Mishmayim Rachmi Alei, maybe Min Hashemayim, they'll have Hashem will have Rachmanos, because it's crying so much, it's screaming out so much, and we're not going to be able to get rid of it. So Amaluhu at Navi, so Zechariah the Navi said, Shadu Beduda da Avra, put it into a lead kli, the Kasua ba Avra, and seal it with lead, the Shayef Kale, and that will muffle the voice, and it will never get out, and no one will ever hear it. And that way you'll be able to rid the world of this Yetzirah once and for all. Where do we find that Zechariah said that? The Chsiv, because in the Navi Zechariah it says, Vayomer Zos Harisha Vayashlech Osa El Tocha Eifa Vayashlech Es Evin Oferes Al Pia. So he said, Zos Harisha, meaning this Yetzer Hara, you should put it into this Kli and seal the Kli. So that's exactly what the Pasuk is referring to. So Gemara says, okay, once they were on the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, and we just mentioned that what led to the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah was really just because they wanted to do Arayos. So Amri, hol Veis Ratzonu, since it's obviously Neis Ratzon that Hashem has allowed us to defeat the Yitzharav Vodzar and Yibayirach Meir Yitzhar Daveira. Might as well daven that we should be able to overcome the Yitzharav Arayos. So Bayirach Meir, they davened Im Subiyadayu, and they were given that Yitzharav as well. Chavshu Tosayomi, they locked it up for 3 days, because during those 3 days, no one had any Yitzharav for sexual immorality, but because of that, there was a total lack of desire for men and women to want to even reproduce. So they looked for an egg that was laid on that day l'chola in order to feed it to chola v'lo'ashku, and they couldn't find any because there was no more chimum and there was no more koach haleda because the yetzer hara for arayos was gone. So the chickens even stopped laying eggs, and when there's a shortage of eggs, you know, that's not good for the market. So Amru Heichinavit, so they said, what should we do now? So Nibayi Palga, they said, you know, we'll ask for half of the Yetzer Hara for our rayos. So Palga Mirakil Lo Yehava, but they said, no, we can't do that. That's not the way it works, Min HaShemayim. You don't get half of a request. So Kachlinu Le'ine, they blinded the eye of this Yetzer Hara, and therefore they weakened it in the following sense. Ahani Be'dol Yigri Inish Bikrovase. It helped that a person now doesn't have the Yetzer Hara for first degree relatives. No one is, most normal people don't have a Yetzer Hara for their mother, for their sister, for their daughter, but it's still, the Yetzer Hara for Arayos still exists when it comes to other women, Teishasish, Nida, whatever, but not for first degree relatives. So there was a story of a very ill non-Jewish woman, Amra im tamarehi isha micholia, and the woman said about herself, if I get better, telech v'tavod l'kolav v'dazor shabbat olam, I'm going to, you know, she's trying to take a neder be'es tzara, I'm going to go and I'm going to worship every avod zor in the world. So Amda halcha l'kolav v'dazor shabbat olam, she got better and she went to go worship every, she set out on her mission, her bucket list of worshiping every avod zor in the world. Kivin she'igia l'pa'or, she got to the avod zor of Pa'or, sha'ala l'komrim, she asked the priests of Pa'or, b'me'a ovdin l'zo, what's the method of worshiping this Avodah Zarah, right? Meaning that she was getting her PhD in comparative religion. She's going, figuring out how to do all of it. So Amrullah, so they said to her, Ochun Tradin V'Shosin Sheikhar, you eat those things that cause you to have the worst diarrhea possible, Umatrizin B'Faneha, and then you relieve yourself in front of it. So Amra, she said, Mutav Shetakzar Hi Isha L'Chol Yavlo Tavad Avodah Zarah B'Kach. What a bizayon. I'd rather be sick than, okay, so I won't fulfill my nether, but I'd rather be ill than to worship in this way. Atem beis Yisrael einem kein. But we, the Jewish people, we're not like that. We didn't realize that how immoral and ridiculous the worship of Baal Pa'or was. Hanitzmadim lebaal pa'or. The pasuk describes us as being nitzmadim lebaal pa'or. Kitzamid pasil, like the cover of a tight-fitting cover on a kli. That's how connected we were to Baal Pa'or. And yet, when it comes to our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we weren't so connected. We were somewhat attached, like two dates. So our attachment to God is much flimsier than our attachment to Baal Pa'or when we worship Baal Pa'or. So that's a pretty awful thing to say about the Jewish people. So b'masnisa tana, the Brisa says, no, you got it backwards. Hanitzvadim Baal Pa'or kitzamer al yad isha. That hanitzvadim Baal Pa'or relates to not something that's fully attached. It's like a piece of jewelry on a woman. V'atem etveikim b'Hashem elokeichem tevukim mamish. But tevukim represents something that is much more connected. So both Lashonos are highlighting the difference between Nitzmadim and Devekim, but the first Lashon understands that Nitzmadim is a much stronger connection, and the second Lashon understands that Devekim is a much stronger connection. The Marsha explains that Rav Yehuda speaks L'Ganai, he's saying in the name of Rav, because Rav had said that Klal Yisrael only was Ovid Avodah Zarah in order to be Matir them Arayos. So now by Baal Pa'or he held Yisrael that this was the reason that they violated this Avera as well, because they wanted to have Znus with the Benos Moav, and that's why they were very connected to Baal Par, Kitzam and Apasil, that's really connected very well, so that they could be Mezana with the Benos Moav, and that's why they're never completely Dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only like Shtei Tomorrows that are not totally Dovuk to each other, and that is to be Matir, the Benos HaNachrim. The Brisa holds the opposite, that there were some of the Baal Par only in a lesser sense, like a piece of jewelry, like a bracelet, because their love for Baal Par is an Ava Atliya B'davar. It's because they wanted to be Mezana. So Batla Davar, Batla Ava. But if their Ava Takrush Baruch Hu, Satem Et Veikim, is a genuine Ava, so Ava Shein Atliya B'davar is never going to be Batel. So that's the Machlokas, is the fact that we're connected, that our connection to Avodah Zarah came through a desire for Arayos. Does that make the connection to Avodah Zarah stronger, or does that mean that it's a weaker connection because it was an Ava Atliya B'davar? Tanu Rabbanan, Maisa B'Savta Ben Elam. There is a story of a Jewish person named Savta, who is from a place called Elam. Shehiskir Chamoru L'Nachres Achas. He rented out his donkey to a non-Jewish woman. Kevin Shehigia L'Pa'ar, when the woman got to Pa'ar, Armelo, she said to the maskir, Hamtein HaShekanis, I guess he was the donkey driver also, so she said, wait till I go in, ve'etze, and I'm going to come right back out. I just need to go do a quick, you need to dav mincha lahavdil. I need to go in for a quick worship. So l'achar sheyotza, Armelo, so after she came out, he said to her, Af at Hamtini HaShekanis ve'etze, why don't you wait for me until I come out as well? So Armelo, she said, ve'lo Yehudi atam, but aren't you a Jewish person? What are you doing with Avodah Zarah? So Armelo, umayich balach, what do you care what I'm doing to Avodah Zarah? I'm connected with Avodah Zarah. So Nichnas Par Befanav, he relieved himself in front of it, Vekinach Bechotmo, and he wiped himself on the nose of the Avodah Zarah. For you Meshorsi Avodah Zarah Mekalsano, and all the Meshorsi Avodah Zarah were praising him. Omrim Me Olam Lohoy Adam Shavadol Zobekach. No one ever thought of such a chap to be Ovid this Avodah Zarah in such a way. Highlighting again the Jewish people's, when the Jewish people do Avodah Zarah, how deeply connected we feel to it. Hapor Ratzvah Baal Par Reza Avodasov. Someone relieves himself to Baal Par, that is its Avodah. Avol Gavne Mechavein Lebizoi, even if he has Kavana Lebizoi, which likely is highlighting the last story. It could be that the point of the last story is that he meant Lebizoi, and nevertheless, even though he meant Lebizoi, it was viewed as the greatest worship of the Baal Par. Hazarik Evan the Marcolus Zoe Avodaso. Someone throws an Evan at Marcolus, that is the Avoda. Avul Gavdim L'Chavim L'Mirgamei, even though he was just trying to stone it, he was trying to be Mevazit. Rav Menashe Avakazi L'Beit Torasa. Rav Menashe was going to a place called Beit Torasa. Amru Lo Avodah Zarah Hidukai Hacha. They told him, by the way, there's a famous Avodah Zarah here. So Shakal Pisa, he took a clod of earth, Shadabe, and he threw it at the Avodah Zarah. So Amru Lo, so the people who were Malavim said, Marcolus, you just threw something at Marcolus. So you just violated the Avodah Zarah, worshipping Avodah Zarah Marcolus. So Amru Rav Menashe said, Azorik Evan Lim Marcolus Tanan. The Mishnah says, if you're Zorik Evan Lim Marcolus with a Lamed, it means to in front of it, to be Mechabit, to worship. Worship it by throwing something in front of it. I threw it at it, so I was mevazit. So asa shol de midrasha. They went and they asked in the Beis Medrash, was that the actual lashon of the Mishnah? So amalei they said hazorik even bimar kolis tana. No, the actual lashon of the Mishnah is zorik even bimar kolis in yichayiv. Avul gav de michavi lemirgamei, and that means even if your kavana was to stone it and to harm it. So Amalu Ezelishkala. So he said, I better go take back that clod of earth. Meaning, if you could imagine, whatever was thrown at it is now around it, and that's a covet for the Avodah Zarah, that all these things were thrown at it. So let me at least remove my piece. Let me go take back. So Amalu, the Chum said, no, you don't do that. Achanota vechanosna chayiv. Whether you take an Evan from Marcolus or you throw an Evan at Marcolus, you're going to be chayiv either way. Kol chad v'chad, the Rav Kol Chavir Teshavik, because when you remove something from in front of Marcolus, you're leaving space for someone else to throw something there, and that's also considered part of the avoda of Marcolus, meaning eventually they have to clean it out every once in a while. Why did they clean it out? So more people can worship, so it's only going to be laying the groundwork for future worship. Okay, so now we move on to the Mishnah about the Avodah Zarah of Molech. Hanos Yosin Mizar Lamolech. Someone who gives over his children to Molech, the way that they would do Molech is they would pass the child between two fires. So Einu Chayiv Ad Sheyimsor Lamolech. He's not Chayiv until he not only is Moser his son to the Molech, that he gives his child to the Meshorsim of the Molech, but also Biyavir Be'esh. And he also has to pass him through the fire as a cover for the molech. Masa the molech below every beish. If he gives him over to the practitioners of molech, but he does not pass him through the fire, or every beish below masa the molech, ain't no chayiv at shim sol molech the every beish. Not going to be chayiv until he does both of those things. Now, for the Aruch Lener is bothered by the double the lashon of the Mishnah. We already said you got to do both things, and we said if you do one and not the other, eino chayiv. Why do you have to then add at the end eino chayiv until you do both things? Obviously, we understand you told me to do both that they have to do both things to be chayiv, and you told me if you do one without the other, you're not chayiv. So the Aruch Lener says that it's teaching us with that line that it has to be kiseder hazeh, that first you give him to over to the molech, and then you're maver be'esh, you're chayiv. But if you're mishana the seder, you're going to be potter. The Aruch Lener asks that you need to give him a warning prior to the maisa in order to be mechayiv him, just like any other chayiv in the Torah. You need a hasra'a. Now l'chora, it's a hasra'a safek, because maybe he's only giving him to the mesharsei molech, and he's not going to be maver be'esh. And according to Reish Lakish, hasra'a safek is lo shema hasra'a. So he says that according to Rashi, that the mesharsei molech themselves were mavir him, it's not a hasra'a safek, because once you gave it to them, they're vaday going to be mavir him. But according to the other Rishonim, that he's the one that does both parts, then it's taka difficult. And if you give the hasra'a before he does anything, so it's way too early, it's hasra'a safek. And if you give after he's already done half of the avodah, so it's too late for the hasra'a. So that's the kasha the Aruch Lener is bothered by. Okay, so the Gemara says, in what way is molech different than other avodah zarah, is that we need its own Mishnah? You know, we already know that you chayiv skila for doing avodah zarah. So katani, we already learned back on Daf Nun Gimel that avodah zarah, that you chayiv skila for worshiping avodah zarah, vikatani molech. And our Mishnah over here in Samach Dalet says molech. Why do I have to identify it separately? Some Rabbi Avin Tanan Kamandi Amar molech lav avodah zarahi. The fact that our Mishnah exists is a reflection of the shita that molech is not really an avodah zarah, and its dinim are not exactly the same as avodah zarah. If a person is mizabeach or makdir to molech, or he's mavri mizaro be'esh to any other avodah zarah, he's going to be potter. It's a different halacha. Titania, because we have a brisa, echel the molech vechel the shara avodah zarah chayiv. Whether one is mavir b'no be'esh to molech or to any other avodah zarah, he's going to be chayiv. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, lemolech chayiv shlo lemolech patur. No, molech is separate. Only for molech, you're chayiv. For other avodah zarah, being mavir b'no be'esh, for other avodah zarah, this is not considered to be a worship of avodah zarah. Amr Rabbi Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Amr Davar Echad. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, who says that Molech is not an example of Avodah Zarah, it's its own separate din, is aligned with Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, that the Chiv of Havar Be'esh is only for something that they are Mamlech on themselves, namely a Molech, but not for other Avodah Zarahs. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Hada Amaran. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, we just expressed what his opinion was. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus did Tanya, that we have a Brisa. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus says that when the Torah says not to be mavir zaro in a fire, lemolech may ma tavsa Torah lashon molech. Why does the Torah use the lashon of molech? Kol shem lichu aleim. Anything that you're mamlich on you, afilu tzror, afilu kisem, even if it's a splinter, it's a little piece of wood that's not ratwi for avoda, and they worship it. But for other avodah zaras, there's no iser of being mavir b'no between fire for other avodah zaras, meaning there's no chiv skila. So Rava Amar molech arai ikar b'nai. Rava says no. Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon, Rav Chanina ben Antigonus aren't really saying the same thing. There's a difference between them. There's a machlokas. If it's only done derech harai, you use a splinter or a stone. So if it's only harai, are you chayiv for molech or not? So Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus would say yes. because at the end of the day, you were mamlich the thing over you. And Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon would say, no, it's only the molech that's kavua, you know, that's meant to be permanent, but not anything that one is mamlech over themselves. Now, the Mishnah said that if you give mizara l'molech, you only chayiv ad sheyimsar. So I'm Rabbi Yanai, enu chayiv ad sheyimsarenu l'mishar se'avol d'zara. It means that you give the child over to the mishar se'avol d'zara. So that's the misharsim of molech. Shenemar, because the pasuk says by the Yisra of molech, umizarach alotitein lahavir l'molech, that don't give your child to other people, that they will then be mavir him to the molech. Because the derech is that stam mishar se molech are the ones that are mavir the child, that are given over to them as a way of worshipping the molech. So that's how Rashi learns this Gemara. Tanina miyachi, we have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yanai, that we learn from this pasuk that someone who's mavir b'no l'molech is only going to be chayiv if he gives him over to the mishar se molech, who then pass him through the fire, that it says by the Azhara of Havara l'molech in Sefer Devarim, it says, lo yimatzi b'cham mavir b'no u'bito be'esh. So yachal hever v'lo masar, I might have thought that if you're mavir the child through the fire and you don't give him over to the mishar, sim yei chayiv, that you're going to be chayiv misa, tamalomar, lo sitein. That's why it says, lo sitein lahavir l'molech, that you're only chayiv if it's derech nesina, that you give the child to the mishar, sim molech, that they're going to then pass him through the fire. Masar l'molech v'lo hever, if he passes the child to the, if he gives him to the mishar, sim molech, but he's not mavir him through the fire, meaning at the end of the day, the mishor se'emol don't follow through, and they don't actually pass the kid through the fire. Yachol yechayiv, you might think that the father's still going to be chayiv. So tamalomer, that's why the pasuk says, laha'avir. It says, no, that has to be laha'avir, that they have to follow through on it. Masar v'hevir, if you gave the child to the Misharsim and they're Mavir and Beish, but Shalom Lamolech, it was for some other Avodah Zarah. Yachli Yei Chayiv, you might think you're Chayiv, Tamalomar, Lamolech. That's why it says Lamolech. So you need to have been Moser to the Misharsim, they need to have followed through and been Mavir Beish, and the whole Kavan has to have been for Molech in order for one to be Chayiv Skila. Masav Ever Lamolech, Velo Beish, if you were Moser to the Misharsim Molech, they were Mavir him through something, but it wasn't Eish, Yachli Yei Chayiv, you might think you're chayiv. So that's why Nemar Khan by the Azhara on Molech, the Torah says lahavir v'nemar la'alon, and by the Azhara that it says in Sefer Devarim of Molech, it says lo yimatzi b'cham ma'avir b'no bito ba'esh. So we learn Xerus Shava ma'la'alon ba'esh, just like in Sefer Devarim it's b'feirush that it's ba'esh. So Afkan, so too over here where it describes Molech in it's also ba'esh umakan, and just like the Yisra Avara is Molech, aflalan Molech, just like over here it identifies Molech, so over there also it identifies we know that it's clearly a reference to Molech. So you have Vayikra Parak Yudches and you have Devarim Parak Yudches as well, and we learn one from the other. Amar Avacha Brei Derava, Hevir Kol Zaro Pater. If a person is Mavir all of his offspring to Molech, he's Pater. Shenemar Umi Zaracha Velo Kol Zaracha, and we derive that from the fact that it says Mizaracha LeMolech and not Kol Zaracha LeMolech. If you look at Tosos in the top Tosos, he's bothered. V'im Tomar Mikame Mechay. What do you mean? If a person has 10 children, so he wants to be Mavir Kol Zaro, it starts with the first. So as soon as he did the first one, he's Chayiv. He's then going to become Pater when he does number 10. He's already Chayiv for the first one. So it tells us two answers. One answer is he only has one child. So then Kol Zaro is with the first one, and then he's going to be Pater. Answer number two is Oshavirim Bebas Achas. He does all of them at the same time. So if he does all of them at the same time, so then he's Mavir Kol Zaro LeMolech. So by Rav Ashi, Haviru Suma Mahu. If he's Mavir, a child who's a Suma, who's a blind person, a blind child to the Molech, what's the din? Do we assume that since the child himself is not able to be to walk through the fires or jump through the fires because of his blindness, so even if the father does it, he's not going to be Chayiv? Or do we say that's also called Avar LeMolech? Similarly, Yashin Mahu. What if the kid is sleeping? Do we assume since he lacks the ability in his current state to go through the fires on his own, so the father is going to be Pater? So furthermore, Ben Bino Uben Bito Mahu. What if it's not his child, it's his grandchild? do we assume that he's going to be chayiv? So Tifshav Miyachada, at least that last question we should be able to answer. Detanya, because we have a brisa when it talks about Malach, Kimizaru Nasan the Malach. Pasuk says, Kimizaru Nasan the Malach. Matam Lomar. What's that pasuk teaching me? It already says that Isha Shar Yitin Mizaru Lomalach. So, and the Torah already tells us that he's going to be punished. Why does it have to tell us again that it's the onus for it? Levi Shenemar, because the pasuk says by Molech in Sefer Devarim, Lo Yimotzi B'chamavir Bno Bito Be'ish. Saying the Ela Bno Bito, I would only know your child. Ben Bno Ben Bito Minayin. How do I know a grandchild as well? Tamalomar Besito Mizaro. That even Ben Bno Ben Bito is included in Mizaro. That one is going to be Chayiv. That they're also called Zaro, and that's how we're apostate that at least that last suffix that Rav Ashi had raised, even in not the earlier sveikos. So Tana Pasach Bekim Mizaro Vesalik Besito Mizaro. Now the Gemara asked in this brisa in the beginning we quoted the pasuk Bekim Mizaro Nasan the Malach and to try to figure out what we learned from it, and at the end we quoted Besito Mizaro the Malach. And that's how I learned grandchild. It doesn't say what we learned from the first extra pasuk. It switched the pasuk in the middle of the brisa. They sound similar, but they're not the same. So the Gemara is miyashiv that the brisa is telling us the chiyuv of being mavir ben bino ben bito. We learn from the first pasuk of ki mizaro nasan lemolech that they're included in mizaro. The fact that it says besito mizaro lemolech drasha achrinahu, that actually is a different drasha, that zaro ain liela zera kosher. I would only know zaro includes a zera kosher, zera pasul minayin. How do I know if the kids are mamzer? You still have an iser to be mavira lemolech. Tamlomer besito mizaro. That even if a person is mavira zera pasul lemolech, he's also going to be chayiv misa. So even if he's a mamzer or whatever, a chalal, anything else, that would be pasul. Amar Ravida, enu chayiv atchi avirenu derech havara. One is only chayiv for molech if it's derech havara and he doesn't change from the way the nachrim pass the children to the molech. Say chidami. What's an example? Amar Rabbi Shargar delivni. They have a row of bricks in the middle, nura mehaygisa v'nura mehaygisa, and fire on either side, and they pass the child through this row of bricks. Rava Amar kemashvarta depuria. Rava says that no, it's like the way the children jump over a fire pit on Purim, that they jump from one edge to the other edge within Shloshim Yom of Purim. So they jump from one edge to the other edge. That's what Molech is also. So it's not with fire on either side. Tanya Kavase de Rava, we have a price that says like Rava, Enu Chayvat Sheivrenu Derech Havaraso Haviru Beregel Pater. But if he walks through on foot, he's going to be Pater. It sounds like he's supposed to be jumping over the fire. Venu Chayvel Al Yotze Yerecho. One is only Chayv for Yotze Yerecho, for his own offspring. Haketzad, Beno Ubito, Chayv. Avivi Imo Achvachoso Pater. It's not any first degree relative. It's only children. If it's a parent or a sibling, you're going to be Pater. Heveratzmo Pater. If he's Mavir himself, he's Pater. Rabbi Shimon says, if you're mavir yourself, you're going to be chayiv. Echel lemolech vechel l'shar avil d'zor chayiv. Whether it's molech or any other avil d'zor, you're chayiv. Rabbi Shimon omer lemolech chayiv shlo lemolech pater. No, only lemolech you're chayiv. For other things, you're not going to be chayiv skila because it's not really an avil d'zor. It's just a separate thing that you're chayiv skila for. Amar lemay time is Rabbi Shimon omer kral lo yimotzi b'cha b'yatzmacha. Why does Rabbi Shimon think that you're chayiv for being mavir yourself? Because it says b'cha, so we dash b'cha. Means don't pass yourself to Molech. V'rabbanan lo darshi. Do the rabbanan not darshin b'cha to mean atzmacha? V'atanan, doesn't the Mishnah tell us in b'metziyah avedaso v'avedas aviv? You have your own aveda to pick up or your father's aveda. Shelo kodemes, your own aveda comes first. I mean, in my time, and we say why is that? V'am rav yudah makra eves kli lo ya b'cha evyon. So we see shelo kodemes shel kol adam. When it comes to money, your own money comes before other people's money. So says Gemara hasamei efes. Over there, it's not from the word b'cha. Is from the word Efes, so you cannot derive that the Rabbanon have to darshan every Becha. So I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Shalosh Krisos B'Avod Dezar. Three times the Torah says in Onesh Kares when it comes to Avod Dezar Lama. Why does it do that? Achas HaKadarko, want to tell me that if you're Ovid Avod Dezar in its normal way, V'achas HaShalo Kadarko, want to tell me if you're Ovid Avod Dezar not Kadarko, like if you're Zaveach or Kotor or Menasech or Mishtachave, not Kadarko, V'achas LeMolech, and want to tell me that if you violate Molech. So L'man Diyamra Molech Avod Dezari, and if you hold Molech is just an example of an Avod Dezar, Kares B'Molech Lamali, why does it have have to say Karis by Moloch. Moloch is already included in Avodah Zarah Kedarka, because the derech of this Avodah Zarah is to be Mavir Beno. So the Mavir Beno Shalom Kedarka. It's coming to teach me that by Moloch, if you're Mavir Beno to worship it Shalom Kedarka, that you're Mavir Be'esh for another Avodah Zarah where it's not the Darka Bekach, since we don't find the Chiyuv of Avodah Zarah Shalom Kedarka unless it's an Avodah Shanasa Bifnim, like Zvicha Kitor Nisuch Hishtach Hava'a. So the Torah is telling me that if you're Mavir Beno to another Avodah Zarah where it's Shalom Kedarka, you're still going to be Chayiv Kares. According to the opinion that Megadef is Avodah Zarah, Kares be Megadef Lamali, why does it have to say that you Chayiv Kares for the Avodah Zarah of Megadef? I already know you Chayiv Kares for all Avodah Zarah Kedarka. Look at the Tanya. Hikaris bol mazeh, tikaris bol maba. We use the double expression to tell me that you Chayiv Kares, you're cut off from the next world as well, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel says, if that's the case, that every Kares that says we have Avodah Zarah, we should darshan that you're nichras from an additional world, valok varnemar, but it already says v'nichrasa v'chishlosha olamim yesh. You need to say three times. Are there three worlds? If that's your style of drasha, el v'nichrasa olam hazeh, hikaris olam haba. V'nichrasa is about this world. Hikaris is about olam haba. And the third time, tikaris, different Torah klushon bnei adam. Sometimes the Torah just speaks in the manner of speech with a double expression. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the top about a Baal Ov. Everyone have a wonderful day.